All right, Shabbos, say good morning. So we started on Friday, the beginning of the fourth chapter, paragraph B, called Derech HaTshuva, which actually is a very beautiful section. We began the first couple of paragraphs, but let's just begin from the beginning again. Top of Reish Shayin Zayin. The paragraph says, Nil Mores HaDerech Ba, Hadam Yase Tshuva V'Itakin Es Atzmo. The topic of this chapter is going to be the path in which a person should take in order to do tshuva and to fix himself. Every person requires fixing. Every person requires, I shouldn't say fixing, this is the wrong word. We all require repairs, right? We all require some type of tikkun. All of us, each of us is wonderful, it's fantastic, it's beautiful, it's holy, it's spiritual, many milas. That being said, all of us have things which are in a state of disrepair, and therefore by definition require tikkun. Tshuva is the process where a person fixes that which is broken, deficient, or in a state of disrepair within himself. Habore rotze b'tshuva. The Ribono Shel Olam wants us to do tshuva. Now, this is an important. This might sound very simple, but the truth is a very profound statement. Meaning, the Ribono Shel Olam wants us to be successful in the process of tshuva. Sometimes we think that we're working against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes we think we're working against God. It's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be successful in every single beautiful and meaningful endeavor. V'nasalana b'toras mitzvah ha-tshuva. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the mitzvah of tshuva. Loshuv el Hashem, to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'liskarif elav yisbarach tamid, and to constantly come closer to Him. Kasher adam mekabel al atzmo. When a person takes upon himself to walk in the pathway of tshuva, when a person goes ahead and walks on the pathway of tshuva, when a person accepts upon himself to walk on the derech of tshuva, as we'll learn in just a little bit, he's able to somehow negate all of the negative judgments. And he's privileged to live a life. A life of pleasantness and a life filled with incredible meaning. So let's say I pointed out on Erev Shabbos already that this statement is actually quite profound, because if you look at the Mechaber's words, the Mechaber says once a person is mekabel upon himself, laleches b'derech ha-tshuva. Once a person accepts upon himself to walk in the pathway of tshuva, so ultimately, again, he negates all the negative judgments, he's able to live a tranquil life, beautiful life filled with meaning, filled with bracha. And of course, what's dramatic about this statement is what? The Mechaber seems to say that even before I have done tshuva, even before I've actually done any kind of tshuva, at the end of the day, once I've been mekabel upon myself to do tshuva, these incredible things occur. Which I will say is really a dramatic idea. Where have we ever heard that once a person expresses a desire to do tshuva, suddenly again that's meaningful? Meaning tshuva is a process of change. I would assume when does tshuva affect change in my life? When I actually undergo the process. Remember again, as we'll see, truth is we often see tshuva through the prism of the Rambam, because Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva outlines the entire process for this self-repair. But the truth is, even aside from the Rambam, there are other models of change. But generally, models of change seem to yield impact when a person actually undergoes the process. Here the Mechaber seems to be saying, Kasher adam mekabel al atzmo laleches b'derech ha-tshuva. Once I've been mekabel upon myself to walk in the way of tshuva, that by definition affects change. That by definition has some type of cathartic effect on me, which is an incredible, incredible idea. I don't know if I mentioned this on Erev Shabbos, but the lashon of the Rambam, the wording of the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, truth is, it's not really the song in Hilchos Tshuva. It's almost Elul. For the Jew, it's always almost Elul. So the Rambam writes, Kishiyase Tshuva v'yoshuv michet o chayiv lehizvados. Hey, this is Perek Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Kishiyase Tshuva v'yoshuv michet o chayiv lehizvados. And a person will do Tshuva and will return from his sin, he should do vidui. So it's interesting. Rav Saladechik Sechet Zayit Livracha, Rav Gifter, who has a beautiful sefer called Hirhuri Tshuva, which is a small little pamphlet on the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. So they both ask this same question. The Rambam is repetitive. What do you mean? Kishe Yas Tshuva V'Yashuv Mechet O Chayiv Lezalos. Just say Kishe Yashuv Mechet O Chayiv Lezalos. When you go ahead and you return from your sin, right? You Chayiv Lezalos. You Chayiv to do vidui, confession. So Rav Gifter and the Rav both say something amazing. They're saying that there is a process before vidui, and they actually call it Hirhur Tshuva. Hirhur Tshuva is when a person has a thought to do tshuva. Person says to himself, you know what? My life is not as I want it. I am not the person I want to be. Something has to change. Something has to change. What has to change? How it has to change? When it has to change? I might not even be sure about that. But there is this almost cognitive, pre-actional state called hear her tshuva, where a person just says, I know something's not right. I know something's not right, and I know some way, somehow, I can't go on like this anymore. Something has to be different. That's called Hirhur Tshuva. And that process, again, according to the Rav, according to Rav Gifter, really according to the Rambam, that's the beginning of Tshuva. Not vidui, not any type of actional reality, but that pre-actional cognitive state of Hirhur Tshuva. So interestingly enough, that's what the Mechaber is describing here as well. Kasher Oda Mechabel Alatzmo Lalechet Lalechet, I'm sorry, there was a slip. Laleches, right? Bederech HaTshuva. So again, so what do you see? I'm sorry, it was just... I don't even know where that came from. That's to be honest. It's just a lack of sleep. So you see over here that there is this concept that once I've been mekabel upon myself to do tshuva, even before I do anything, some way, somehow, the process of tshuva is going to be said. And that's very important, because what it tells us is that the process of change, which can be difficult, and the process of change is sometimes can be an overwhelming and grueling situation, begins just with a thought that says, you know what, I want and I need life to be different. That's all. And that thought in and of itself is something meaningful in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But so let's begin the next session. We're literally going to do it for 1 minute because we have a long daf today, so we're going to start on time. So 24 Batei Dinim. So it's the Tzvichem Ladas. We'll discuss this concept and we'll leave off with it. Tzvichim ladas, sheva shemayim yeshnam 24 batei dinim. In a celestial sphere, we'll say there are 24 courts, 24 batei dinim. Ubechal shah, mishaos hayimama, shoftim es ha'adam beveiz din lefi ha'ma'asim shalom. And we'll say each hour of the day, there is a different beis din, which judges a person for his deeds. Im ma'as of tovim, danin oso l'schus. V'lachin shora alav simcha, v'uroa bracha urevacha, v'im ma'asiv inam tovim danan oso l'chova. So we'll say 24 batei din, one for each hour of the day. And in each hour I am judged, ultimately again for my actions. If I am successful in that judgment, I feel the success in that I feel a wave of simcha which washes over me. V'uroa bracha urevacha, v'im ma'asiv inam tovim done in oso l'chova. And if chas v'shalom, again, my actions are not good, I am judged l'chova. I'm judged in a culpable fashion. V'lachin hu margish kvedus yisurim imunios. And I will say, I feel it. I feel that sense, ultimately, again, I feel that sense of foreboding, ultimately overcoming me and overwhelming me. So we'll say, so with this, we're going to stop over here for today, but just understand we're ending off really with two very profound ideas. Number one, this idea of 24 batei din, right? 24 courts, one for each hour of the day. Each of them judge me in a different hour of the day. And I will say, the amazing part is, I feel that judgment. If I'm successful, I feel that wave of happiness. And if chas v'shalom, I'm not so successful, I feel that culpability as well, which I will say is an amazing thing. For what it tells us is that the feelings that we experience throughout the day are often a manifestation of what is happening to me in the celestial sphere. If at the end of the day, again, I am being found innocent above, then by definition that simcha trickles down. If on the other hand I go ahead and I feel a certain sense of difficulty, foreboding, unhappiness, that may be a manifestation ultimately again of celestial liability as well. Alright, so stop over for today. We'll pick up with the ramifications of that B'Shah Tova tomorrow. Shkoyach.